works of art spanning several centuries tell the story of life in the Islamic world. Ink, Silk, and Gold is on display at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. The works are on loan from the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, Massachusetts. Dr. Laura Weinstein is with the Museum of Fine Arts. She says the term Islamic art does not necessarily mean the art is religious in nature.
Islamic art is really a term that refers to art in societies where Islam was a major cultural force. So we can really think of it as a large set of cultural, artistic practices in which Islam played an important role. And many of the objects do actually relate directly to Islamic ideas or were used in Islamic contexts. But we also have a lot of art that was used in the royal court and made for elite purposes, political, social, cultural, that have really very little to do with the religion.
Dr. Weinstein notes that Islamic religious leaders might have objected to some of the works we'll see in Ink, Silk, and Gold.
In some cases, you had rulers patronizing artists to create paintings of figures, for example, and they themselves had to contend with spiritual advisors who didn't approve.
When that happened, there were often debates over the art.
And at different moments, different members of that dialogue sort of won out over others.
The nearly 100 pieces in Ink, Silk, and Gold are from several countries, ranging from Spain to Iran to Indonesia. Dr. Weinstein says we'll see works from artists known and unknown.
And one interesting thing is that we have very few artists' signatures, whereas in the Western world, especially since the Italian Renaissance, we are used to seeing works of art signed. In Islamic art, that wasn't always the norm. And in this show, I would guess that only probably 5% of the objects are signed. Many of them were made by artists working in workshops, and their own personal identity wasn't necessarily the most important thing about their work. But we do have a few works by famous artists. The artist Reza Abbasi, who worked in Isfahan in the 17th century, his work is shown in the first room, and I hope people will see that and see how he had his own artistic vision, and it was a very unique vision.
Ink, Silk, and Gold is not just a catchy title for this exhibit, as Dr. Weinstein explains.
One of the ideas that we tried out in this show was to introduce people to the idea that materials can be meaningful, and to the idea that ink, silk, and gold are all materials to which a lot of ideas and associations were attached in the Islamic world. And so when you encounter an object that uses silk or uses ink or gold in an interesting way, often it's expressing, maybe subtly, a particular understanding of that material.
And Dr. Weinstein believes visitors to Ink, Silk, and Gold will learn something about a world different from their own.
Someone who's not from the Islamic world will get a sense here of some of the most spectacular works of art ever to have been made. I think globally, the Islamic art tradition holds up very well against art traditions from other parts of the world.
There's more information about Ink, Silk, and Gold at fristcenter.org. Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.